Good afternoon, everyone. John Cody here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. Big Boy to remain in Bad Axe? Well, yes, sort of. The iconic Bad Axe Big Boy statue will remain in Bad Axe and available for the public to see, and families will be able to get their pictures taken with them. After the Bad Axe Big Boy restaurant closed, the Big Boy statue that was inside the restaurant was purchased by four families who love and care about Bad Axe and its history, and then they donated it to the Bad Axe Historical Society. The group hopes that the public will continue to enjoy seeing him and getting their pictures taken with him for many years to come. The Bad Axe Historical Society is planning an open house on Saturday, August 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. to celebrate the installation of this iconic figure and invite the public to go through our Bad Axe Museum of Local History, which is located at 303 North Port Crescent Street. Weather permitting, we plan to have Big Boy on the front lawn to be enjoyed and for photo opportunities. We will also have a Big Boy coloring contest that includes a prize. Then the public is invited to go through the museum to view artifacts, pictures, and learn more about Bad Axe history. There will also be a Big Boy history pictures, menus, and other memorabilia on display. After going through the museum, we will be serving ice cream sundaes. There will also be a few random small prizes. Everything is free, although donations are greatly appreciated to go towards our expenses and maintenance. And an 18-year-old is now facing a murder charge in connection with the May shooting death of a Saginaw United High School senior just days before graduation. Travell Conway has been arraigned in Saginaw County on an open murder charge in the death of 17-year-old Dion Wiley III. Conway is also charged with assault with intent to murder, three felony firearm counts, and carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent. The shooting happened shortly after midnight on May 22nd near the Quick Stop at South Washington Avenue and Weber Street in Saginaw. Police previously said officers conducting a traffic stop nearby heard several gunshots around 12:15 a.m. that morning. Wiley was found wounded in the store parking lot and taken to a hospital where he later died. Another person was also injured in the shooting. Investigators have described the gathering as a parking lot party. Where groups of people meet socially in a business parking lot. Wiley had attended prom before the shooting and was only days away from graduating with his Saginaw United classmates. Prosecutors say surveillance video captured the shooting and argued in their bond recommendation that the evidence makes the probability of conviction high. Those claims remain allegations, and Conway is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news and your obituaries.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors in Cairo. It's summertime, and that brings the hottest deals on a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram from More Motors. Summer life gets busy. The kids want ice cream. The dogs want to go for a ride. And your friends need help moving a couch that they swear is not heavy, just awkward. Having the right vehicle for your life is a big deal.
More Motors.
That's why people come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars at More Motors. We are the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all under one roof. I've become known as the King of Cars because I've been helping people find the right vehicle for over 30 years. And it all starts with a conversation. Tell me what you need, your budget, and what you want out of your next ride, and I'll show you the best options on the lot. At More Motors of Cairo, we've been providing award-winning customer service for over six decades. If you're looking for the best deal on your next Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see the King of Cars of the Thumb. You deserve a stress-free car shopping experience. So come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars at More Motors of Caro and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for over 61 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, federal law enforcement crackdown targets healthcare fraud schemes. Federal prosecutors filed a series of sweeping indictments targeting widespread Medicaid fraud networks across multiple Midwestern states. Investigators allege that coordinated healthcare provider groups siphoned off tens of millions of dollars in fraudulent billings for non-existent medical equipment and phantom patient treatments. Search warrants were executed across dozens of medical supply centers and administrative offices early Tuesday morning. Justice Department officials highlighted the operation as part of a renewed national focus on purging systemic waste from publicly funded health programs. Regulatory agencies are now working alongside federal auditors to implement stricter digital tracking mechanisms aimed at preventing illegitimate claims from passing through administrative processing channels. And in our international news, U.S. Embassy issues vigilance warning amid protests in Nigeria. The United States Embassy in Abuja issued an official security alert advising American citizens to exercise heightened caution and avoid key administrative corridors in Nigeria's capital. Demonstrations led by retired military personnel gathered near the Ministry of Defense to protest unresolved pension adjustments and benefit allocations, while early organizer statements signaled peaceful embassies or assemblies. Security officials warned that heavy crowd gatherings along major thoroughfares could quickly trigger traffic gridlock and unexpected security standoffs. Foreign diplomatic missions are monitoring the situation closely while advising personnel to maintain low profiles and monitor real-time local updates. Here is your obituaries for this hour. Patricia Ann Essenmaker, 88 years old, passed away on August 18, 2026. Patricia was born on October 5, 1937. Patricia married Floyd Essenmaker on October 5, 1957, and they were married for 31 years before he passed away. Patricia is survived by her sons Tony and Mark, daughter Susan and Debbie, brothers, sisters. She's also survived by her grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren, with another one on the way. A massive Christian burial will be at 12 p.m. on Friday, August 21st, 2026 at St. Michael Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. at the church until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales in Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.